The Rockies play host to the Brewers. Colorado trails 2-1 in the third inning. That's when Nolan Arenado turns the tables.
One ball, one strike on Arenado, the pitch. Hit in the air, right field. Santana back at the track, at the wall. It's over his head and off the fence. Two runs are going to score. Arenado on his way towards third. Here comes the throw. It's way offline, and it's a triple for Arenado, and the Rockies have taken the lead. The pitch to Parra. Lined off the tip of the glove of Arcia into left center. Broxton cuts it off. Parra's got a two-out RBI single. Garza's first pitch to Story. Sharply hit ground ball. Gobbled up by Shaw. He's going to go to second for one. No, it's a wide throw into right field. Getting up and scrambling home and scoring is Gonzalez. Lucroy goes to third. Nobody out in the run home. It's 5-2 Rockies. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Hit in the air. Deep right field. Santana's going back. He's looking up. And that is into the bullpen in right center. Here's the pitch. Line down the left field line. Going to be a long run for Braun. He's at the wall. He looks up, and it's gone.
A fan makes a nice grab on the Carlos Gonzalez home run. 8-4 Rockies is your final. The two RBIs for Nolan Arenado bring his major league leading total up to 105. Germán Márquez has won 5 of his last 6 decisions, and the Brewers' 4-game win streak comes to an end. Milwaukee is now 63-60 on the year. The Brew Crew trails the Cubs by 2 games for the top spot in the NL Central. Here's their manager, Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily see those as mistakes. I mean, some balls that got put in the air, you know, just kind of went a little too far. And it's the fly balls that got him, really. They were fly balls. I mean, I thought the ball Parra hit, obviously, he hit it very well. But, you know, the other ones were just a victim of they put the ball in the air, and that works here.
He was on a good run for a while, but now over his last
Well, I mean, I think you take each one individually. I mean, I think, I thought the last one was the case of, you know, the walks, I think, hurt him last time. I think today was, you know, the first 4 innings, I thought he pitched pretty well. I mean, I really did. I thought, there's a scenario where he's, you know, really given up one run through 4 innings there, in my opinion. So, the 5th inning, they got some balls up in the air pretty good, but I think he's still got some good games left in him.
Is one of those scenarios Domingo catching that Arenado ball? Is that significant?
Yeah, I don't know if that ball could have been caught. I'd have to look again, but I certainly looked like a fly ball off the bat almost to me, and it just kept going.
Have you ever seen a review in that situation before? Was this track of the count?
Well, I don't. I mean, you don't see an umpire lose track of the count very often. So
just the weird sequence.
Yeah, just it happens. He's human, it happens.
How'd that go down? We noticed.
Well, we all noticed it. I think Arcia didn't give a reaction, which kinda put you back on your heels a little bit. But then just a couple people spoke up and we went out there.
So you got 3 innings from Torres
He did it. No, he did a nice job. I mean, he's some of the walks, the leadoff walks, but he threw the ball really well. There was no hard contact. Double play helped him. Caught stealing helped him. So, there was 3 solid innings for sure. He did a nice job, and he was efficient with it. He threw 38 pitches, and I think he's got a chance to be available Sunday again. So it's certainly a good day, and certainly a day that keeps everybody else available and in good spots.
Keon Broxton goes 2-for-4 with his 20th home run of the year in defeat. He now has 4 home runs in his last 3 games.
It's a huge accomplishment. I think all my life I've always wanted to hit 20 home runs. I've never done it, and it's nice to actually do it in the big leagues. It's really awesome. I still haven't really soaked it in yet. Still kind of mad about the loss, but it's a huge accomplishment, and just got to keep it going. Yeah, me and Mingo have talked about it a lot throughout the entire season. So for both of us to do it on the same day is really awesome. Everybody in this clubhouse pulls for each other and wants everyone to succeed. So to be able to scratch that off the list is really awesome.
You talked about 20?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we've talked about it throughout the course of the season. We just set goals for ourselves and see what happens. So I guess we got to set new ones now.
Considering the up and down nature of your season in particular, how satisfying is it to get to that number?
Yeah, it's very satisfying. If you were to ask me in April if I thought I was going to have 20 home runs, I probably would have said no way. But that's just the nature of the game. You just keep battling and grind out. And at the end, sometimes you come out on top.
Yeah, what does it mean to get off to a kind of a poor start on the trip, though, for the team?
It's tough. It's definitely tough. It's not something that we want to come in and do. But it's not going to defeat us for the rest of the trip at all. I think getting this first loss, it's really going to turn us around. I think tomorrow we're going to come back with a little chip on the shoulder and get things done the right way.
The Brewers will try to get back into the win column on Saturday when Brandon Woodruff makes the start at Coors Field.